Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Favorite holiday is going to be on Friday. It is the 4th of July, Independence Day. So there you go. You're already so excited. Dude, you're antsy. You want to get the hell out of here as soon as possible. Go up to the cabin. Play with baby LJ, hit some golf balls.
Yeah.
Grill some wieners.
No, I want to keep talking ad nauseum for the next 6 months about JK's fit on the Warriors.
You don't like that? It's been fun talking some Dubs basketball. We've been so knee-deep in the Giants, rightfully so. It's nice to throw a little change-up, if you will, to use a baseball pun, and talk some Warriors. And we're going to do that with Mark Willard here shortly, Joe.
I'm getting all these ESPN Shams reports all
What's
day
going
on my phone.
What is it?
Just nothing with the Warriors. Don't worry.
How does that make you feel?
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Feel as a Warriors fan.
How does that make you feel?
I'm asking the question.
Are you my therapist?
Yeah, well, therapy's good. I got therapy tomorrow.
I'm sitting here. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for something to happen. I'm waiting for the shoe to drop.
What shoe is going to drop for you that'll make you excited? Giannis?
Definitely not the old T-Max that you referenced earlier.
I think Mark Willard was probably in on the T-Max back in the early 2000s. You think he owned any of the answers, the T-Max, the and ones from Shaquille O'Neal?
Knowing Mark, he was probably an Adidas Samba guy.
Well, we'll ask him. By the way, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Mark Willard, host of Willard and Dibs, from about, what was it, 145, 150, right? 2-6.
Yeah, however long they try to milk Steiny and Guru for that first 30
minutes. Well, hold on, real quick. Mark Willard,
hey guys,
joining us on the River Islands guest line. All right, got to get that out of the way. Very important. So, Mark, you stole our guy, Joe Shasky. What was that, last week? So we're stealing you from your own show. How about that? Good morning.
First of all, good morning. I'm bothered that you said I was an Adidas Samba guy. Why has it got to be past tense? I can't still be an Adidas Samba guy today?
Well, I mean, given your age and plantar fasciitis being so prevalent in older folks like myself, probably not the greatest footwear for sore feet. I don't know. It's just a thought. It's more of a kid thing.
Yeah, but I'm not worried about that. All I'm worried about is the San Francisco Giants right now. And I'm also worried about, look, if AI is going to take over the world, can they just send the umpires with them?
Oh, please? My God.
Please, can we, please?
Are you cutting out or are you still there?
No, he's there. Go, Joe.
No, I'm right here.
All right. So when
he sounds broken like you do, Joe, when it comes to watching this team.
I do want to talk about the home run last night. Like, last night, all right, so just my thought. The ball passed through the fielder, the left fielder jumping in the air. He had an opportunity to catch it clean. He missed it completely. It went to the side. The fan was leaning to the left, caught it. I couldn't tell if it was over the fence or not, but I would have said it was a home run. It's just absolutely absurd. I don't understand the whole thing. The fan didn't obstruct it, and B, because it's such a gray area, I would have just gave him the home run. I think it's ridiculous. And the fact that the same fan did it four times?
I mean, there's so much wrong with this. And I'm with you. Like, I'm not there. I can't get into the geometric angles of all of this. But I thought that's what replay was not going to do. They're not going to go over there and stick their head into a little booth and then come out and tell us that something's definitive that clearly is not definitive. If the ball goes over the outfielder's head and it goes over a fence and it goes into a fan's glove that's on the other side, that's a home run.
Thank you.
But there's so many other things wrong with this. Why do we still have stadiums where fans can even do this? They're like, this is 2025. There's netting around the entire stadium. Why do we still have stadiums where a fan can sit here and reach onto the field and obstruct and catch the ball? And then the biggest one of all for me is I don't know what it is about baseball umpires. This is not true of NBA refs. It's not true of NFL officials. But this parental, snooty attitude of you're not allowed to talk to me, and if you do, you're gone, I can't stand it because they're wrong more than anyone. They're wrong more often than anyone. And this culture of you're not allowed to talk to me or show me up or whatever, I don't know, guys. Dude, it drives me nuts, especially in games like last night.
Talking with Mark Willard here on the Morning Roast, host of Willard and Dibs. That same Mark Willard, not a different one, Joey.
And then Jung-Hoo Lee. Look, Devers haven't been great, but, he's shown some life. Nope. Adames has shown, I think Adames is better than the numbers right now. It's a tough argument to make. I know people are frustrated. They're not wrong on that. I'm most frustrated with Jung-Hoo Lee right now. This is a guy lunging at everything. He refuses to put the ball on the ground the other way. And when you go to the game and you see the positioning of the defense, they are putting the third baseman in the shortstop slot, and they're basically saying, we dare you to bump the ball or slap it the other way. We think you're going to roll over to second base or pop up to the second baseman every single time. And he does. He brings very little speed. Defensively, he's solid. He is. He's very solid. But, the speed on the base pass is non-existent. He doesn't walk a lot. He's not driving the ball. I'm officially on the we've got to do something about Jung-Hoo Lee train here.
So you're not part of the Jung-Hoo crew?
No,
is what you're saying.
No,
where my brain goes. I mean, no doubt. And the guy at the beginning of the year was a ton of fun, right? And everyone was like, "Ooh, it looks like now that we're getting a sustained look at him, this feels pretty good. This looks pretty good." But, if what you're saying is kind of like the sustainable norm now, if they've got a book on him and they've figured him out, well, the Giants' entire marketing strategy has fallen apart. I mean, they've built the entire stadium seemingly around this guy over the last 12 to 15 months. And so there's no doubting it, dude. It is a problem right now on so many levels with this offense. It's incredibly frustrating. What I'm glad, though, about what you just did, Joe, is you brought up players' names. I don't know where you guys are at on this. I think there are conversations to be had about Bob Melvin and Pat Burrell, but everybody's pointing at these two, and it just kind of feels lazy to me where it's like they're not hitting, so fire the hitting coach. To me, and I listened to you guys talking to Brenly yesterday, this is a player issue.
Thank you.
And these guys are being worked with. Observations are being made. They are big leaguers with big dollars, and it is on them to figure it out.
Well, it's a great point, Mark. And like the moment Matt Chapman went down, I wasn't thinking like, wow, this is really going to devastate the offense. But like, he's not a good enough offensive player for everyone else around him to just crater the way they have. Like Devers, and I get it. Like,
but he's your best offensive player last year, by far.
But again, within the NL West alone, Matt Chapman as an offensive player.
No, I know, but like, on this team, he's extremely important.
I understand that, but I'll ask that to Mark. Like, he's not a good enough player offensively for everyone else to crater around him, is what I'm saying. Like, Rafi Devers, in his own right, should be your best offensive player, just going through the history. Now it's his first time being a Giant. I get that. There's a lot of, you know, you guys got to find a new place to live. He's got a family, all of that. So I'm a little more lenient on him. It's the Willy Adames one right now, Mark. It's just, it's tough, man. We had this conversation on Bobby Bonilla Day, right, Mark, where he's getting his $1.2 million deferral. Like, I asked the question, like, if you could defer one contract right now and not have to pay all of it in its totality every year, right, in these next 7-8 years, whatever Willy Adames' contract is, I kind of want to defer Willy Adames' until, like, 2050 if we could. Does that sound harsh?
A little bit. I mean, honestly, like I kind of share what Shasky, you were saying, where right now I think the more frustrating and concerning one at such a young age is Jungwoo Lee, because we still don't have like a full season of Major League Baseball under his belt. I think Adames and Devers and the transition to new teams and pressure and new fans and new stadium and all of these things, I don't want to use that as an excuse, but these guys have a long resume and track record in Major League Baseball, and I think that over the long haul, that's going to play out well. You see it a lot with big contracts. Sometimes it's all the way into year two where it starts to really kind of pay dividends, but we'll see. I feel more comfortable that I know that those guys are who they are, and quite frankly, I'm glad Devers is here, because Willy Adames being like the big, bad, best hitter on your team is not really who he is.
No.
Like, I think that contract made us think that he was a greater hitter than he is. If he can just kind of be your second or third best hitter, I think our perception about him will kind of change over time.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Well, where are you at with the other guy? I mean, this guy's cratering right now, and to think that he would be able to replicate what he did for the first couple months all year, wow, I don't know, man. Wilmer Flores, and I love Wilmer, but when you acquire Devers, you can't put Wilmer at first base defensively. You just can't. And I don't know if Devers is ever going to be able to play first base this year, at least for this year. So what do you do with Wilmer Flores right now? He has just not looked good.
Well, Melvin told us last week that he thought Devers might get to first base on this trip. I don't know where it stands right now. But I mean, what we're seeing in Wilmer is exactly what they told us we should be worried about, which is if you put him in the field and you start putting more pressure on his legs, you're going to have some fall off. And quite frankly, like really what was going on there that first 2 months, that's a little bit too magical. I mean, Wilmer, bless him, he's been a great Giant, and he's still going to drive in some runs for you the rest of the way, but he's kind of done. Like, I mean, don't you feel like next year, Devers back to DH, hopefully Bryce Eldridge is your first baseman, and Wilmer is probably, I don't know, is he retired? He might be retired by next year.
If there was a deal on the table to be able to get yourself another arm or bring in an outfielder, I think I would consider trading Wilmer Flores. And I know that sounds ridiculous because he is one of your better hitters, but you have to make those calculations about where he's going to be on this team beyond this year.
I hear you, and I think all things are on the table, especially as we're now in July and you're in information gathering. And my God, over the last week and a half, it's been almost all bad information. So I don't think you take anything off of the table. But I would still, if they are going to put Devers at first base soon, and Matt Chapman is supposed to be back, you know, next week is what it sounds like, I would love to see this lineup get a chance to have those six guys in it that have at least at one time or another this year shown their flashes. So obviously we're talking about Flores and Jung-Hoo and Adames and Devers, and then get Chapman in there along with Ramos. And let's see it. It's baseball. It'll cycle. It's not going to look like this all the way, but I'm not dismissing what you're saying, man, at all.
Talking with Mark Willard here on the River Islands guest line this morning, your host with Spinone and Chasky. Mark, your thoughts on the departure of fan favorite and Warriors legend Kevon Looney as he signs a two-year, $16 million deal with the New Orleans Pelicans. And your old pal, Jordan Poole, gets to be teammates with him again.
I mean, exciting, right? I mean, Jordan sounded excited about it. But, dude, I don't know how this hit you guys. This obviously broke during our show yesterday. And it was a different kind of sort of like experience or emotion. Like, you saw it, and I just wasn't really braced for it or expecting it. That wasn't the first piece of Warriors news I thought we were going to get. I wasn't not expecting it. I wasn't thinking all year, oh, Loon's definitely back next year. But it was one of those things where I saw it, and you're like, okay, I get it, and good for him. Like, that's a good contract for him. I don't know if it's a great one for the Pelicans, but whatever. It's a good contract for him, so I'm happy for him. But the longer I kind of let it sit, you sort of realize that, the presence and the imprint and the impact that this guy has had as far as being with the Warriors through most, not all, but most of everything that's happened over the last 15 years. And he's such a favorite, and there's just not a negative thing about it. We were trying to comp, non-stars in the last 15 years.
Affelt Lopez.
I hear that. We had people texting in all kinds of things. The one I loved the best was Brandon Crawford, actually. Where I was like,
Crawford was an all-star.
I get that, but like once or twice. How many times did he make it?
I think it was three total. He played for the World Cup.
Did you ever consider him a star, though? I know he made an all-star team.
He was a three-time all-star.
Right, but you never looked at him and went like, that's the middle of the order, like core piece.
I mean, he's the greatest defensive shortstop in San Francisco Giants history going back to 1958. We just disagree on it. That's fine.
And that's fine, and Looney's a great defensive player, too. I'm just talking about they're not offensive stars, but they're guys who have showed up a year after a dynasty started and then were a very, very important and fan-connected piece to what they're doing. I think Looney is a big deal, man. I thought yesterday kind of hurt a little bit more than I thought it would.
Speaking of, you know, your Golden State Warriors here, one day into it, Mark, is the sky falling on the Warriors organization
Miles
right now?
Miles Turner, the Bucks.
I don't know if you saw this, the latest, yeah, from Shams. Miles Turner, 4-year deal with the Bucks now. So the bigs are going away. Lopez, he's obviously gone. DeAndre Ayton's out there.
What?
Al Horford?
They just waived Damian Lillard? Carter?
Oh, wow.
Yes, they just waived Damian Lillard.
Dame's gone.
Wall injured?
The Milwaukee Bucks are waiving Damian Lillard and stretching the remaining $113 million on his contract in order to acquire Miles Turner.
Wow. So there you go, Mark. Your thoughts.
Wow. That's a Shams bombs is what that is. But, the Lillard thing, I get it, the Achilles, and he's going to be in his mid-30s. So I get it. The Miles Turner thing's kind of a surprise. But yeah, look, the sky's not falling, but it's not comfortable, is it?
Like, no.
You're sitting here, you're waiting to find out what the Warriors are going to do with the Kuminga situation, and it does not feel like they've got another 2 or 3 days to wait. And so, I don't know. Yeah, the prediction right now is, I'm not saying that the Warriors won't be good next year, But I do think that the off season with all this movement is going to feel disappointing because the Warriors can't get involved.
That I agree with. And just so Shams is tweeting right now, and Mark, thanks for joining us. The Bucks are waiving Dame Lillard, stretching the remaining $113 million on his contract in order to acquire Miles Turner. Wow.
Hey, Mark, wow. Great stuff. Wow. We greatly appreciate it. I'm going to leave open at least 30 tabs for you this morning on my computer. Hopefully Evan doesn't delete all of them. So I'll keep doing that for you.
What are you up to over there, man?
It's seriously bizarre.
It's called information overload, baby. You can never have too much. Okay.
Mark, back and I got to do my homework. Before Google, you know what we called that? It's called in the dome, off the dome. These young kids don't know nothing about being off the dome and not having their little Google search engine at the palm of their hands.
I got two kids and a bunch of problems, and AI's helping me these days, okay?
You might need to meditate or something, man. There's a lot going on in there. But anyway, good job, boys. Thanks for having me and get back to shop.
There he goes. That is Mark Willard, host of Willard and Dibs. And also former host of Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys. As we're reacting to a Shams bomb, Dame's just out there chilling, making $100 million.
He's not chilling. No, he's...
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.